I-35W Mississippi River Bridge, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. The I-35W Mississippi River Bridge, officially known as Bridge 9340, was an 8-lane steel truss arch bridge that carried Interstate 35W across the Mississippi River in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The bridge was completed in 1967, and its maintenance was performed by the Minnesota Department of Transportation. The bridge was Minnesota's fifth busiest, carrying 140,000 vehicles daily. The bridge catastrophically failed during the evening rush hour on August 1, 2007, collapsing to the river and riverbanks beneath. 13 people were killed and approximately 100 more were injured. Help came immediately after the collapse from mutual aid in the 7-county metropolitan area and emergency response personnel, charities, and volunteers. City and county employees managed the rescue using post-9/11 techniques and technology that may have saved lives. President George W. Bush and First Lady Laura Bush, the Secretary of Transportation, Minnesota's United States Senators and Representatives, and the media traveled to the wreckage during the rescue and recovery. The federal government provided funds to help with the costs associated with the collapse, and the U.S. SBA offered low-interest loans for those small businesses affected by the collapse. Within a few days of the collapse, the Minnesota Department of Transportation began planning a replacement bridge, later named the St. Anthony Falls 35W Bridge. As of early 2008, the NTSB has not determined the likely cause of the collapse, but did identify a design error that may have contributed to the failure. Section 1, Location and Site History. Located in Minneapolis, Minnesota's largest city, the bridge connected the Minneapolis neighborhoods of Downtown East and Marcy Homes. The south abutment was northeast of the Metrodome, and the north abutment was northwest of the University of Minnesota East Bank campus. The bridge was the southeastern boundary of the Mississippi Mile downtown riverfront parkland. Downstream is the 10th Avenue Bridge, once known as the Cedar Avenue Bridge. Immediately upstream is the lock and dam at St. Anthony Falls, where Minneapolis began. The first bridge upstream is the historic Stone Arch Bridge, built for railroads and now used for bicycle and pedestrian traffic. The north foundation pier of the bridge was near a hydroelectric plant raised in 1988. The south abutment was in an area polluted by a coal-to-gas processing plant and a facility for storing and processing petroleum products. These uses effectively created a toxic waste site under the bridge, leading to a lawsuit and the removal of the contaminated soil. No relationship between these prior uses and the bridge failure has been claimed. Section 2, Design and Construction. The bridge, officially designated Bridge 9340, was designed by Sverdrup and Parcel to 1961 American Association of State Highway Officials, AASHO, the precursor to AASHTO standard specifications. The construction contracts, worth in total more than US $5.2 million at the time, went to Hercon Inc., an industrial construction company, which built the steel trusses and deck. Construction began in 1964 and the bridge opened to traffic in 1967. The bridge's 14 spans extended 1,907 feet long. The three main spans were of deck truss construction, while all but two of the 11 approach spans were steel multi-girder construction, the two exceptions being concrete slab construction. The piers were not built in the navigation channel. Instead, the center span of the bridge consisted of a single 458-foot steel arch truss over a 390-foot channel. The two support piers for the main trusses, each with two load-bearing concrete pylons at either side of the center main span, were located on opposite sides of the river. The center span was connected to the north and south approaches by shorter spans formed by the same main trusses. Each was 266 feet in length and was connected by the approach spans by a 38-foot cantilever. The two main trusses, one on either side, ranged in depth from 60 feet above their pier and concrete pylon supports to 36 feet at mid-span on the central span and 30 feet deep at the outer ends of the adjoining spans. At the top main trusses were the deck trusses, 12 feet in depth and integral with the main trusses. The transverse deck beams part of the deck truss rested on top of the main trusses. These deck beams supported longitudinal deck stringers 27 inches in depth and reinforced concrete pavement. The deck was 113 feet 4 inches in breadth and was split longitudinally. It had a transverse expansion joints at the centers and ends of each of the three main spans. The roadway deck was approximately 115 feet above the water level. Construction on the bridge began in 1964 and the structure was completed in 1967 during an era of large-scale projects related to building the Twin Cities freeway system. When the bridge fell, it was still the most recent river crossing built on a new site in Minneapolis. After the building boom ebbed during the 1970s, infrastructure management shifted toward inspection and maintenance. Section 2.1 Black Ice. In February and December 1996, the bridge was identified as the single most treacherous cold weather spot in the Twin Cities freeway system because of the almost frictionless thin layer of black ice which regularly forms as temperatures drop to 30 degrees below Fahrenheit. The bridge's proximity to St. Anthony Falls contributed significantly to the icing problem, and the site was noted for frequent spinouts and collisions. By January 1999, MnDOT began testing magnesium chloride solutions and a mixture of magnesium chloride and a corn processing byproduct to see whether either would reduce the black ice that appeared on the bridge during the winter months. In October 1999, the state embedded temperature-activated nozzles in the bridge deck to spray the bridge with potassium acetate solution to keep the area free of winter black ice. The system came into operation in 2000. It has been raised as a possibility that the potassium acetate may have contributed to the collapse of the 35W Bridge.